everybody. This is Chuck Allen, and thanks for joining me for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It's Monday. I love Mondays. It's kind of a fresh start to a new week. We just had a great Sunday at Sugar Hill Church, and we're kind of setting our course for the week. And if you've joined me on Monday morning, I want you to jump right in with me to Mark chapter 8, where the scripture says, "In calling the crowd to him with his disciples, he said to them, 'If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.'" Okay, now we've heard that a bazillion times, right? As humans, we spend a lot of our time seeking to get rid of pain or suffering. We see doctors take medication and even try out the latest fad diet in all the name of trying to be healthy and have pain-free living. We assume that if something is painful or if something's uncomfortable, it must be wrong and we need to fix it. We need to remove it immediately. What's interesting is we often apply the same theory to our spiritual lives. We assume that the Christian life is meant to be pleasant and pain-free with God lavishing blessing after blessing upon us. And when it isn't that way, we assume our faith must be lacking or weak. We've bought into this version of faith and Christianity because we've convinced ourselves that living for Jesus is about conforming God into our image rather than conforming ourselves into his. By nature, we're wired for selfish gain, comfortable living, and pain-free indulgence. By grace, we are invited into a radically different way of living, the way of the cross. Now, we know that, and you expect me to say that because I'm a preacher, right? I mean, we totally get that. But listen, the way of the cross, it has this way of turning away from self-love and embraces the challenge of living fully for the sake of Jesus, even when it costs us something, even when it's comfort or security, and at times it might be painful. When Jesus asks us to come after him, we've got to remember where his journey led. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and I loved the biography of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. You would love reading it, but it is a big book. Here's what he famously said. When Christ calls a man, he bids him to come and die. You see, the Christian life is an invitation into daily self-denial, putting to death our rights to pleasure or self-gain. It's an invitation to die to our old selves in order to learn what it means to be truly alive. It is the paradoxical heart of the Christian message that through death, we find life. To be last is to be first. To be great is to become a servant. This is the paradoxical life of living for Christ. In Romans 6:8, Paul wrote, "Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him." You see, taking a painful stroke or two on our lives or having a time in which is challenging or difficult, this is when God does his greatest teaching to prepare us for something in the future. You see, even though it can certainly be painful to live for Jesus and not ourselves, we have to trust that it is the only way to find real and lasting joy, lasting peace, lasting happiness. May you have the courage today to trust Jesus, to take up your cross and to follow him. And maybe your prayer today ought to sound like this: Father, help me take up my cross and follow your son, the Lord Jesus, turning away every day, every moment of this day from self-love and turning afresh and anew to the new life found in you. Listen, friend, it's Monday. It's time to go out there and kill it. So as you do, go ahead and take up that cross and let the Lord guide you through this day. Thanks so much for joining us. I look forward to a full week of you being able to share these podcasts and let us know what you think. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Just shoot me a note to chuck@sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.